This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at Delta.com. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. And of course, we are continuing with our book club. We are on chapter 4 of Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. Again, if you don't have the book, link in the show notes. If you don't plan on reading the book, still please listen to these episodes because Miss Joyce is dropping gems whether you have the text in your hand or not. So chapter 4 is titled Little by Little. The scripture she starts it off with is Deuteronomy 7:22. It says, and I'm actually going to read it. I'm going to go beyond 22 to emphasize my point. So it says, the Lord your God will drive out those nations ahead of you, little by little. You will not clear them all away at once. Otherwise, wild animals will multiply too quickly for you. But the Lord your God will hand them over to you. He will throw them into complete confusion until they are destroyed. He will put their kings in your power, and you will erase their names from the face of the earth. No one will be able to stand against you, and you will destroy them all. I read a little bit farther because I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I can be very impatient. Let me know if I'm by myself. I can be very impatient, especially when it comes to some of the things that God has me do. And the root of the impatience is that a lot of times they're suffering
and sacrifice that comes with the obedience. And we know the word says that obedience is better than sacrifice, but that doesn't make sacrifice easy or the sting of it less, right? Even, and I'm skipping ahead, the second heading of this chapter is suffering precedes liberation. And so us obeying God, it does come at a cost. And for me, that makes me impatient sometimes because I'm just trying to hurry up and see that it's all worth it. Again, tell me if I'm by myself. Has God ever told you to do something or put you on a particular journey to where you feel like you're sacrificing a lot, you're giving up a lot, you're going against what makes sense, you're dealing with maybe persecution from friends and family, where you may be in a season where you're isolated and that hurts because you don't have the community that you want or desire. So there's just some type of turmoil that's coming with the obedience. And I've been through that. And usually the result of that is like, okay, God, I'm waiting. Can you hurry up and do what you say you're going to do so that I could feel like all of this suffering is worth it? And so that's where my impatience comes in a lot. And I read further in this text because I want to highlight how strategic God is. God told them like, hey, I'm going to drive your enemies out little by little, because if I just do away with all of them right now, it's going to be too much for you. So there's a method to why I'm doing this. So it may seem like I'm slow to answer. It may seem like I am only doing a little bit at the time and not fully providing relief, but I'm doing this for a reason, and the reason is for your good. And this is why it's so important that we read the Bible, that we immerse ourselves in this text, because everything that we go through, every single thing is in this book. We may have modern issues or modern versions of it, but at the root of everything that we go through is in the Bible. And we can find encouragement in that. So going back to the book, Joyce goes on to say, the renewing of your mind will take place little by little. So don't be discouraged if progress seems slow. Just before they entered the promised land, the Lord told the Israelites, and this is in reference to the text we read in Deuteronomy, the Lord told the Israelites that he will drive out their enemies before them little by little, lest the beasts of the field increase among them. I believe, and this is Joyce, I believe pride is the beast that will consume us if we receive too much freedom too quickly. It is actually better to be set at liberty in one area at a time. That way we will appreciate our freedom more. We realize it is truly a gift from God and not something we can make happen in our own strength. So this is another insight, I believe, into the strategy of why little by little is important, even though it may feel hurtful to us, is that if God just make all of your problems go away with a snap of a finger, if he just allow everything to go from point A to point B suddenly. Now, let's be clear, God can do that, right? He doesn't need time. So however it is that God choose to present himself or go about guiding you through a situation is 100% contingent upon God, his reasoning, and his strategic purpose. So I'm not saying that God can't make it all go away in a snap of a finger. I'm not saying that he can't do something suddenly. I just want to emphasize, and this book is emphasizing, that sometimes it's little by little, and we have to be okay with that, because even in the gradual progress, we are being more reliant on him. We're realizing that we're not doing this in our own strength. He's protecting us from ourselves, even when we feel like the suffering is worse. Joyce goes on to say, the devil will try his hardest to stop you in this area of renewing your mind. He knows that his control over you is finished once you have learned to choose right thoughts and reject wrong ones. He will attempt to stop you through discouragement and condemnation. And this is so good because, again, we're talking about this battlefield of the mind. Suffering, even when it's God's suffering, is still ample opportunity for the enemy to try to distort our thinking and try to plant these seeds of discouragement and shame. Because if he can shame us, if he can get us to doubt God, then he can get us to obey him as opposed to continuing to walk by faith. She says, when condemnation comes, use your word weapon. Quote Romans 8:1 and remind Satan and yourself that you do not walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. Walking after the flesh is depending on yourself. Walking after the spirit is depending on God. When you fail, which you will, which we definitely will, that doesn't mean that you're a failure. It simply means that you don't do everything right. We all have to accept the fact that along with strength, we also have weaknesses. Just let Christ be strong in your weakness. Let him be your strength on your weak days. I repeat, do not receive condemnation. Your total victory will come, but it will take time because it will come little by little. Now, I'm telling y'all, this part about when you fail, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It simply means that you don't do everything right. This part blessed me every time I read this book, and it blessed me again as I'm reading it again with you. Because I have found myself, and I believe that especially as Black women, we especially deal with this, where we're the strong person, we're supposed to have it all together. I know for me personally, I always feel like I don't have room to fail. Like, I can't understand that I'm human and I'm not going to do everything right, but at the same time, can't accept when I don't do everything right. Does that make sense?
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspective. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
It's like I'm impossible. And this is something that I've worked through in therapy, and I believe I'm on the other side of it now, but this is something that I've had to work through for years in therapy. And I believe it's a trauma response, but a lot of us Black women deal with this. A lot of women, we deal with this, especially when you're the strong one, when people come to you for things, when you have responsibilities and those who look up to you, no matter what space you find yourself in, it's almost like I have to keep it all together because there are people counting on me. And other people may be able to fail. You may even find yourself giving other people advice that you don't take. Again, I'm talking about myself here. But it's important to understand that we are not God, that if you do something wrong, that doesn't mean that you're a failure. It simply means that you don't do everything right. And that's okay, because Jesus was the only perfect human. And something that I remind myself often when these thoughts try to come up is, Tatum, if God gives you grace, why won't you give it to yourself? So for you that's listening, if God gives you grace, why won't you give it to yourself? This chip that we have on our shoulders as people who are achieving or perfectionists or whatever you want to label yourself as, it is a trick of the enemy to keep us self-reliant and not trusting God. There is a lightness. There is a element of relaxation and peace that comes with doing life God's way and doing life with him. And I know we just was talking about suffering, but even through suffering, there's an element of security. Because of who God is. And I love the scripture, and she references it here as well, that in our weakness, his strength is shown best. So when I'm weak, I'm strong because of God. I'm not carrying myself. He carries me. I'm not operating in my own strength. I'm operating in his. I can do all things through Christ, not through Tatum. And there's a lightness in that. And for me, going from that space of taking failure so hard to after years of therapy and God really working with me on that to today, where I feel like I am past that element of where I used to be, it feels good. It feels good to walk in a level of freedom. It's freeing. That's the word I'm looking for. It's freeing. And for those of you who are listening, I want you to just truly embrace your freedom. And a part of that freedom is rejecting the doubt that the enemy plants, is rejecting the condemnation and discouragement that he plants, and truly walking in your renewed mind and walking in the strength and the confidence and the hope that you're entitled to as a follower of Christ. I love this point that Joyce made. She says that when discouragement or condemnation tries to overtake you, examine your thought life. What kind of thoughts have you been thinking? Have they sounded like this? And she gives an example. I'm not going to make it. This is too hard. I always fail. It has always been the same. Nothing ever changes. I'm sure other people don't have this much trouble getting their minds renewed. I may as well give up. I'm tired of trying. I pray, but it seems as if God doesn't hear. He probably doesn't answer my prayers because he is so disappointed in the way that I act. Have y'all ever said these things? I know I've said my variation of these plenty of times over the years. She says, if this example represents your thoughts, it is no wonder you get discouraged or come under condemnation. Remember, you become what you think. Think discouraging thoughts and you'll get discouraged. Think condemning thoughts and you'll come under condemnation. Change your thinking and be set free. Instead of thinking negatively, think like this. So here's an alternative. If you deal with those negative thoughts, here's an alternative. Well, things are going a little slow, but thank God I'm making some progress. I'm sure glad I'm on the right path that will lead me to freedom. I had a rough day yesterday. I chose wrong thinking all day long. Father, forgive me and help me to keep on keeping on. I made a mistake, but at least that's one mistake I won't have to make again. This is a new day. You love me, Lord. Your mercy is new every morning. I refuse to be discouraged. I refuse to be condemned. Father, the Bible says that you don't condemn me. You sent Jesus to die for me. I'll be fine. Today will be a great day. You will help me choose right thoughts today. Doesn't that sound a lot better? Like, I love how she said, I'll be fine. I know as women, and I know there are guys who listen to this, but I'm talking to the women for a second. We say I'm fine all the time. And usually that means we're absolutely not fine. I'm fine just simply means I don't feel like explaining to you what's going on. So I'm just going to tell you nothing's going on, but it's a lie. We need to trade that in for a true I'm fine, which just simply means like it's some stuff going on, but I'm good because God's good. I'm going to be all right because I'm following him. I'm fine. And truly mean it because of the source of where that comes from. Joyce says, sometimes God takes his time about bringing us our full deliverance. He uses difficult period of waiting to stretch our faith and to let patience have her perfect work. And that's in James 1:4. And she says, here's another good thought to think. I believe God. I believe he is working in me no matter what I may feel or how the situation may look. The Lord has begun a good work in me and he will bring it into full completion. This is from Philippians 2:13 and 1:6. And her last note that I have highlighted says, be patient with yourself. And I want to tell you, as you're in this process of doing life and business God's way, as you're in this process of renewing your mind, as you're in this process of taking captive the thoughts that the enemy is planting, be patient with yourself. This is a process. Another book that I want to recommend that it helps greatly with this and that I utilized often early in my journey, it's called The Secret Power of Speaking God's Word. And this is another book by Joyce Meyer. Now, I suggest that you get this physical copy. It's a very small book. It'll fit in your purse. And what this is simply a bunch of scripture that's categorized based on the emotion that you're feeling. So, you know, in the old school Bibles in the back, it's like a phone book where it says, call Jesus. And it has all of these emotions and then scriptures you can go to if you're dealing with whatever the emotion is. So this is like that, but an expanded version. So when I was early on and walking with God and really allowing him to transform me, I got this book. And when I tell you this book was my resource, because sometimes we don't have the scripture top of mind, especially when you're just now reading the word and learning, you may not know the scripture automatically. But having this book, you can just look and say, I'm dealing with negative thoughts. It'll give you the scriptures and you just go to that page and read them out loud. I'm dealing with being worried. You find that in the table of contents, you go to that page and you read those scriptures out loud. So it's just such a helpful tool that I recommend that you get. And I'll link that in the show notes as well. But that tool, as I was early on and still learning the word, that was like A1 for me. Now to the point where as I'm dealing with certain things, I can recall scriptures, especially studying the word and walking with God for some years at this point, I'm able to recall things so that I can speak back to these thoughts. But in the beginning, you may not have the memorization of those scriptures. So I suggest getting that book as well. And again, it's just an excellent, excellent tool to have. So that's it for this bonus episode. Next week, we will pick up with chapter 5. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.